So you stated that, you know, secondary hormonal therapy doesn't work, but there are some patients where it works in. And I guess one thing that we've heard over the last few years, the question is whether you can identify them with any assays. There's the ARVN7 assay. Any thoughts about that?
You're right. When I'm saying that they don't work, it means they don't work for a majority. So let's say, you know, 60, 70, 80% of patients will not benefit at all. Okay, but it doesn't mean that they don't work in some patients, but again, that's a minority. Unfortunately, we don't have a biomarker ready for prime time at the moment, and the ARV7 story, for example, is very complex. This is clearly a prognostic factor, but whether it's predictive is really debatable, to be honest. So in other words, having a V7 variant is not a good news for a patient because it means that his cancer is very aggressive. Now, whether it will predict for efficacy or absence of efficacy of a given drug, that really remains to be demonstrated. And at least we cannot safely use it in our practice.
So again, thinking about patients who might get started on anti-androgen like darolutamide, like your patient, and then have metastatic disease. Where is CYP-T fitting in nowadays? Same place as always?
Right. Actually, it's even more difficult for me to address your question because, as you probably know, CYP-T is currently used only in the US. It was actually approved in Europe some years ago, but it was never commercialized because it was felt that this was too complex and too expensive for the benefit provided in the phase 3 trial. But at least what my colleagues from the US are telling me is that in some patients with quite indolent disease, they still recommend it, but not in all patients, obviously. So unfortunately, we haven't had any phase 3 comparison with CYP-T in the last 10 years. So it's really difficult for me to tell you where it might fit in the current environment because all these drugs we've been speaking about today didn't exist when the first phase 3 trial of CYP-T was actually conducted, again, more than 10 years ago now.